Hi, this is Stacy Frobenius with a book bite about the book Bind, Torture, Kill: The Inside Story of the Serial Killer Next Door by Roy Wenzel, Tim Potter, L. Kelly, and Hurst Laviana. I have with me Danny Stone, author, friend, and fellow true crime fan. Let me ask you if you have read any other books about BTK.
No, this really was my first. I was compelled to read it after befriending one of the authors several years ago on social media. Now, in case our readers are not familiar with BTK, the acronym stands for Bind, Torture, Kill, which was his calling card. From 1974 to 1991, BTK, whose real name is Dennis Rader, was responsible for the torture and murder of 10 people. He eluded the police for nearly 30 years and remains Wichita's most infamous serial killer.
The book was written by four reporters from the Wichita Eagle. There are three distinct plot lines that happen in the book. The homicides from the perspective of Dennis Rader. Then it talks about the investigation and how the police department comes up with theories and through resources at this case. Then it brings in the media's involvement and how they had to navigate the balance between informing the public, but not so much that it jeopardized the case. Because I experienced this in my job as a crime scene investigator, I will tell you, there isn't much that phases me. I guess I am just built to handle it with a certain level of disconnect, but still be a normal person. But the book touched on what it was like to live in the community when he was actively killing. You lived in Wichita all your life, and without giving away your age,
thank you,
it's safe to assume you remember what it was like during that time.
Yes, absolutely. You know, the thing I remember most was looking at my parents and feeling their very real fear about this man who was doing horrific things to people, even children. My mother was a single mother for most of my life, and I can't imagine what she went through in the 1970s when the sun went down each night. She must have been terrified.
Another thing I want to highlight in this book was the emphasis on the lead investigator, Lieutenant Landwehr. I spent 2 years working crime scene investigations with Wichita Police Department and had the great honor of working with him. This was after BTK had been caught and before Lieutenant Landwehr retired from the department. So I didn't know this, but in the book, it mentions that Lieutenant Landwehr spent time overseeing crime scene investigations in its early days. He was a detective with good instinct that had a lot of respect for applying science when working cases. The only thing I wish the book included was, of course, who worked the crime scenes.
Exactly.
So overall, I loved this book. It had me on the edge of my seat, even though I already knew the ending.
You know, I agree. Even though it was filled with behind-the-scenes facts, it was still highly suspenseful. In fact, what still amazes me all these years later is how Dennis Rader was able to maintain such a normal guy, boring lifestyle. He was a loving husband and father, responsible employee, church congregation president, and longtime Boy Scout troop leader. In fact, in the book's epilogue, it discusses the parallel between Dennis Rader and Lieutenant Ken Landwehr in regard to both being Boy Scouts. Let me read it to you. So why did he do it? Why is it that one Boy Scout grows up to be a serial killer, while other Boy Scouts like Ken Landwehr grow up to become the investigator who hunts him down and puts him in a cage? Landwehr says it boils down to this. We all make choices. Rader made his, and 10 people died.